It's a pleasure for us to see your beautiful part of the world. It sure is a nice, lovely day out there as well. And too bad we just can't sit outside and watch the river go by all day. That's very mesmerizing. But it's great for us to be over here. We do like to get out of Olympia as often as possible for all the reasons that you know and we know. But it's a pleasure to be here and to have the opportunity to hear your concerns and ideas. So with that, I will call to order the June 2nd meeting, 2017, of the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, Fish and Wildlife Commission. And to kick that off, I will open it up to commissioners' discussion. Anything from my colleagues that you wish to share or tell us about? Nope. We're a quiet group so far this morning. And moving into the second item on number one, the meeting minute approval. Any comments?
I move to approve the minutes of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission of the Friday, May 5th, 2017 conference call.
Motion's been made. Any discussion?
Need a second.
A second? Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. And the review of the committee structure process, let me key that one off. In discussion with some folks in Olympia, there's just been some concern about how the committees that we have evolved to the point of, in the eyes of some, have taken on quasi-policy-making powers. So when I was asked what I thought about committees, I simply said that if we did as a commission everything collectively all of the time, we wouldn't have the time to do it. And that having groups, subgroups of people that have either subject matter expertise or subject matter interest to review the various areas and then make their thoughts known to all of us does serve a purpose, like the committee structure in Olympia or in the federal government. But I said I was not wedded to any particular structure, but that wasn't my decision to make, and I just wanted to open that thought or those thoughts up for all of you on the commission to, if you had any thoughts about reviewing how we currently operate the committees, is there a concern? Should we address those issues? Should we change? So I'll open it up.
I think the committees serve a valuable purpose, and I think we have to be honest that some subjects need to be addressed more privately at times, even though we have to acknowledge that committees don't have the authority to make policy, make any decisions, unless the full commission delegates that authority. But I think there's some delicate subjects that need to be discussed and understood between the commission and staff. Protects us all from having to be in a position of sharing preliminary thoughts that might make people upset or worried or... So I think it's an important way to have very frank discussions with staff about some of the delicate subjects that we have to consider without alarming people. So the things that I would suggest to address this concern would be, again, ethics training, public records and public disclosure training, the kind of procedural training that we need to go through each year to give the public confidence that we're not violating the open meetings rules. We're very aware of them. We're not making decisions during committee meetings. We're just discussing the more detailed, nuanced, difficult aspects of them. And so I think it's important to give the public confidence that we understand the open meetings rules and we're complying with them. And when it is necessary, but I guess the other recommendation that I would make is in our meetings, we do have to be as open as we can with some of the topics that we take up during committee meetings, but frame them in a way that's really fair and neutral and makes it clear that, you know, we're doing our job considering these things seriously and we're not making decisions. But so I think openness, if we can display enough openness and compliance with the rules, we can keep up with these committee delicate conversations, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, Miranda, I really agree with what you're saying, and that's we walk that line all the time. One of the frustrations that I believe that the committees are a necessity because we can't all try to delve as deeply as the committees are committed to into the different topics and issues that are addressed in those committees. What I'm a little uncomfortable about, and what I'd like to explore, is the ability to share the information that committee has received with other commission members without violating, you know, the rules that we operate under and quorums and things like that, because I feel there's been times when the committee has came forward with their best recommendation. But at the same time, I haven't had the ability to really digest that and know what the options were presented. So, you know, that to me is the issue, is once we've done the heavy lifting in committee, how we relate that to the balance of the commission so they're comfortable with their decision. That's my comment.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And I agree with both statements there. I think it's just really important to
the public to know and understand what's going on. And so, you know, when a committee meets, they're not a quorum. They can't make a decision. But they can bat around ideas and come up with, you know, possible solutions or possible recommendations. And I think that's got to be really clear, that if a committee reaches a point where they feel they need to make a recommendation to the full commission, they do so. And we've had those sometimes where it was 3-1. One person disagreed with that recommendation. So that brings about the healthy discussion at this table. And those of us who are not on a particular committee, so I'm not on the Fish Committee, it's up to us, I think, to make sure that recommendation is thoroughly vetted right here, open to the public, so that everyone knows there's no pre-made decision. It's a recommendation. It can be turned down. It can be other facts brought to bear. And I think if we're following that process, committees are really valuable because you can really dig into things more so than in a one-day session like this where you have so much to cover, you know. But when that issue comes to this full commission, you know, that we have a chance to fully discuss it is important. And some of these issues are very controversial. Some of them take time. And I think we talked about that, to make sure we have enough time on an agenda if a full discussion, you know, ensues, that we have time to have that and come to a good decision.
And full agreement what's been said to this point. And there again, we deal with so many different issues from this part of the state to the coast, and we all come with our own interest and issues. And I we've got to keep it structured this way, because just it's like everybody said, you guys, especially on the Fish Committee, really got down in the weeds on the Columbia River thing that the rest of us just don't have the interest or the time, because there's only so much you can do. So I think we need to keep it structured. And I agree with people that
that we need to be open as possible, but to make any major change in the way the committees are structured, I'd be vehemently against that.
I really have nothing to add. I think that since I've been on the commission, there have been a couple of times that I was concerned, but it was a process concern that we were getting from a committee a really complex issue kind of at the last minute that was hard for the rest of us to digest all of the conversation and discussion that had gone on in the committee. So I think if we're just attentive to process and as Miranda was talking about, really understand the Open Meetings Act, get training in that, that the committees are very important. I know I've had discussions with staff about how they perceive the committees being useful in terms of having several of the commissioners better versed with the complex information of that particular topic area is important. So I just would add my voice to this notion that we need to be attentive to process.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I don't really have much to add other than the fact that I think as commissioners, we all need to make sure that even though we don't get into the weeds on certain issues, that we make sure that we make our own independent decisions and not necessarily defer to any recommendation that that a committee has. I think it's important. I know, you know, certainly from my perspective, but I appreciate other people's recommendations that are more familiar with a particular issue. But still, I have an obligation as a commissioner to make my own decision. So.
Baker?
Well, for members of the public, this is the problem that the committee system is trying to address, because we cannot ever sit down as a group and talk about anything without letting people know it's having an open public meeting. And so that's what we're doing right now, is discussing a fairly sensitive topic in front of people who are probably waiting for us to get done. I'm the newest member of the commission. I've only been on the commission since January, and I don't have a deep pedigree in some of these issues the way other people on the commission do. I don't have any idea who it is in Olympia that Commissioner Smith was talking to is upset about the committee structure. I think that I understand. I am fortunate in that I live in Olympia, so when I want to get specific briefings on issues, I actually do avail myself to the people there who are in the building. I don't feel unbriefed. Sometimes I feel unconnected with the rest of you and not able to have those free-flowing conversations. So since the committee system predates me, I support it, but I am very open to looking at ways to improve it. One of my ideas was not to have a set membership of each committee, but have us be able to possibly sign up. If there's an issue that we're very interested in, like today there was a committee meeting on an issue I was very interested in, I will find out what happened there. But I would have liked to attend, but I couldn't. So I think there's ways to improve it, and I think we should keep the system for now and can keep working to seeing how we can improve it for those of us who don't necessarily want to be experts on everything, but I would like to be a bit more expert on everything that we cover. I think it's our job. So
thank you. Director?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners,
I've had some concerns about the committee system just because we deal with such complex issues that there has been a time or two when I wish the entire commission had the level of detail on a few items that we've had to cover. And a couple of specific cases would be when we've had commissions in the past spend a great deal of time developing a policy, like the Willapa Bay or Grays Harbor policy. We had a body, it had a commission with lots of members that were established for several years, and everyone was really up to speed, and then we got new commission members, and I was concerned that the new commission members did not have as good of an information as they should to make a decision, and so they were in a disadvantage trying to take a vote on something that they were really new to. So that was one item that I've had, and so it relates to this education of new commissioners. And then just information transfer. And so one thing that I think could work, most of the commission or the committee meetings, like this morning, are led by one of our assistant directors. Eric Gardner led the wildlife meeting this morning. I think what I will do is talk to those assistant directors and get them on alert to identify issues that have real high interest to the committee, and then those items might be ones that we spend more workshop time on for the entire commission. And so we'll try to take more responsibility in identifying those and bringing information back to the entire committee, and maybe that will help a bunch. Mm-hmm. It was a great discussion this morning, and there were a couple items I wish the whole commission could have heard and listened to, because you kind of branch out and you can start talking about ESA issues or other bigger picture items that I think are interested to the group. So we'll watch those committees and make an extra effort to identify items that need commission-wide information and education. So
thank you. Any further?
Yeah. Well, we did at one point in time have reports on committee process at the end of each commission meeting. So we'd have members of each committee report about what they thought was of interest.
That seems like a simple thing to do. Yeah. Okay. You take note of that? Any further discussion? And I just for the all of you, that I'm not hearing a lot of people in Olympia say this. It's really coming from one office. And it's been raised several times with me, hence I said I would raise it with all of us. So I will report back, and I think all of the comments were well stated. Thank you.